I chose you from the world, that you may go and bear fruit that will endure, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, who he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who is called Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The custom of offering this Tuesday evening Mass as a votive Mass of the Sacred Heart of Jesus came about precisely because of some deeply personal experiences which Monsignor Bignano had on September 11th. The September 11th. And that's why, still today, in the intercessions which we pray and the Litany for Religious Freedom which we pray after Mass, we pray for the conversion of terrorists, for those Muslims who choose to live in peace, and for the peace and protection of the church in civil society and throughout the world. The reason our vestments don't match is because I chose to wear this, which is a special funeral set. It's the only vestment that I actually own that's mine. It was purchased by my sister for my mother's funeral. But the reason I wear it is because of the black. Huh? Sometimes our hope in the resurrection is tinged with that natural tendency to mourn. And if ever there was a day of national mourning, it is for us September the 11th. It's a weird anniversary for me because it's also the anniversary of my own ordination to the diaconate, which was not in 2001, it was in 2010, I think. But the date was significant because obviously I was getting ordained that day, recognizing this was the anniversary. There's something of providence working itself out in these readings being offered on this day of national mourning, on this day when we work toward reparation, as the collect said, to repair relationship with God first and then with one another. And that is this charge from St. Paul around relationships in the church, and this model from Jesus to appoint apostles. Would be easy, especially in these days, to simply reject the system. Even at the beginning, one of the 12 turned out not to be so hot, and at least two or three of the others weren't real stable, so maybe this whole system where you have some people in charge of other people is the problem. You could even look backwards to St. Paul and his admonition to the Corinthians to not take things to the court, to look like some sort of preemptive chapter for the bishop's manual on how to cover up abuse. But both of those would be wrong. Misreadings. False. Paul's point is about the relationships between believers, and that we're already held to a higher standard. And precisely because we're held to a higher standard, the sort of failures we experience now cry out to heaven for judgment. It's because Jesus drew aside from among the broad company of those who had joined his mission and appointed 12, whom he called by name, that those same apostles today, who wear pointy hats and carry big sticks and are likewise called by name, why they are called to such a high standard, and why when they fail, it hurts us so profoundly. But notice, neither for Paul nor for St. Luke, as he recounts this event from the life of the Lord, is it about the people in question. The calling of the 12 is not a story of the 12. It's not Peter's story or Simon's story or even Judas's story. It is still Jesus' story. He came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. And a great crowd and large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal regions of Tyre and Sidon came to him to be healed of their diseases. And even those tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd, from the apostles he had just named to the people who had only just heard of him, everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him that healed them all. Healed them all. Not just the ones you could see the healing on. Not just the ones whose change was evident. Not even just the ones whose conversion we judge after the fact to be sincere. He healed them all. If we have hope in dark days for a church, if we have hope in dark days for a nation, it's not because of us. Not because of any one of us. It's because of him.